From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, y'all. So it's the 1st of March.
I know. It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, we have to get through the heat of the summer.
There's a lot of junk going on in March, you know, in addition
Wait, that was one of the Texas.
In addition to March Madness and changing of the clocks, first day of spring, St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras.
True.
March 8th is International Women's Day.
When I lived in Texas in the Panhandle, it didn't matter what else was going on. Wind.
Wind in March.
March. Huh. Wind.
National Napping Dust. Day. Is Monday the 11th, National Napping Day?
Dang, I have to... Why on a Monday?
I don't know. I don't do this.
Don't put it on a Monday.
And don't forget Pi Day. Pi Day is March 14th, 3.14. And International Waffle Day, March 25th.
So you should have led with that. You should have led with Waffle Day and Pi Day.
I led with International Napping Day. Come on.
That is very important.
I don't know who comes up with these days. Who comes up with these days?
I don't know.
Napping day. All right, it's time to do the Who Cares News. That's what time it is. What's going on?
You know a name we haven't talked about in quite a while? Brian Williams, that's who.
Brian Williams. Wow. Out of sight, out of mind, I guess.
Well, Brian's kind of doing the late night news on MSNBC.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, because they still let him work.
I know he went back to work, but I figured they just kept him on election night. Well, this was, let's see, his whole thing happened, what, a few years back? It was the Me Too thing. He didn't drop trowel. So, I mean, you know, let him back. And they had a contract.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, well.
Why pay somebody else?
We're going to put him on MSNBC. I mean, you know,
okay.
Who cares?
It was 2015 when this all happened.
Oh, wow.
When his fall from grace.
Yes.
Fictionalizing the news.
He was the dude, man.
He was the fake news man.
It was the fake news. Before fake news was a thing, Brian Williams was the fake news.
You know what? It was like he was like the Shania Twain of the news world. Way before his time.
Oh, God. Anyway. So what's going on with Brian? He's back in the news, okay?
Brian's ratings are real good late at night.
Are they really?
They're real good. Good on Brian.
Well, good for Brian, yeah.
So good that there's discussion of moving Brian earlier in the lineup at MSNBC.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's handily been beating both Fox News and CNN during his time slot.
But what do they run at that time? I mean, CNN is like in London by 9 o'clock our time. I don't know about Fox News. So they're going to move him earlier on MSNBC. Interesting. I wonder if he can beat Sean Hannity on Fox News. Because, you know, Sean's like number one on Fox News.
Still?
Oh, yeah. Still. Hello? There's a wall going to get built one way or another.
I think Brian's ready for his close-up.
He's ready for his close-up. Oh, yeah. My goodness. And this is just the perfect time, too, you know, because he can embellish the news all he wants.
That's
because
true.
Because everybody else does.
That's
true, too. Give them a taste of their
too.
Own damn medicine, fake news. Good for Brian.
Brian's like, hold my beer. I got your fake news right here. Move over, rookie.
Oh, my God.
Eons.
After all, it is just MSNBC. I shouldn't say that.
Well, if you're wondering if all is forgiven at NBC News since the Me Too business hit their main news department, and wondering if Brian might return to nightly news, not a chance.
Not a chance.
According to the powers that be.
Not a chance in hell, Brian.
Not a chance.
Enjoy your MSNBC, buddy, till that contract runs out. Oh, never say never, though. You know, NBC.
Hey, at the rate it's
NBC
going,
could be the TMZ of nightly news someday. You never know.
They just might.
They might. And then they need him.
At some point, at the rate it's going, at some point, someone's going to say, You know, mark my words. It's
all right,
happen.
We're gonna write this down. It's a who cares moment.
And what can we follow that story with?
What?
That Martha Stewart is now an advisor for a Canadian weed company.
A weed? Like in, like in marijuana. Oh, that kind of weed.
Yes.
Wow. I thought she didn't imbibe. I didn't think she did her, she's like all hoity-toity around Snoop. She's cool with it, but she doesn't invite.
Okay, well, the first project together sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Martha has consistently denied she ever got high with Snoop Dogg.
Well, no, I think that's true.
Now she wants to get your dog high, though.
Really?
Yeah. She's an advisor for Canopy Growth, and they're teaming up to make products for pets.
Pets? Why does my pet need to get high?
Your pet doesn't need to get high. Maybe your pet does need to get high. Your pet.
I have a cat that is like wild for catnip, but that has nothing to do with pot.
Kitty cats, it's like their own edibles.
I know, right? They love that
shit. They roll in it and scratch on it and sniff it.
Mm. God. Martha Stewart. Holy crap.
All right, so animals, though, the animals can have anxiety. They can have hip pain.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They can have arthritis.
Okay. Well, that's what they have glucosamine for.
What fun is that?
Well, listen, you think this crap at the pet store, pet drugs are expensive now.
Uh-huh.
Wait till they start lacing them with pot. Like, that's really expensive. Holy crap. Yeah, have a little CBD. Yeah, that's gonna be.
So Martha says
expensive.
Martha says she is delighted to be an advisor in this development of CBD products for animals, to share with them the knowledge she's gained after years of experience in the subject of living. So
Martha,
lost. Living.
So good
is that,
that
what
you
we're
have that
it?
Experience. She also has experience serving time in jail, which is probably why she has to do this with the Canadian company, because, convicted felon.
Oh, yeah.
It's also why she probably can't imbibe with Snoop Dogg, at least on American soil, to put her butt right back in jail, parole violation. All right, well, good for Martha. Good for the pets,
yes.
I guess. And, well, there you go. Another week, another dollar. Okay, we're out of here. Hashtag Halle Berry. Sorry, we ran out of time. Halle, didn't have time to do a story about you this morning. Not that there's anything to talk about, because you are the one, the only Halle Berry. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.